the tackle and save the day. So it's fourth and two, and Boston must kick it. And the fans here put up a great big Wolfpack cheer for the great defense. People like Jerry Mays, Andy Rice, Buck Buchanan, Chuck Hurston, Holland, Hedrick and Bell, Williamson, Willie Mitchell, Johnny Robinson, and Bobby Hunt. Usyk in the kick. Had a good punting average in the first half. Two men are back deep at the 16-yard line, Emmett Thomas and Mike Garrett. Another good kick by Tom Usyk. They're catching the football as he backpedals to the 13. Will be Mike Garrett. And at that point, the Kansas City Chiefs take over first and 10. Before you buy new furniture, see Financial House first. Interstate offers low-cost furniture financing, giving you payments you can sensibly afford. Seems like basketball season's here. Tuesday night it is on KCMO Radio 81. Rockhurst against Missouri Valley, and Bill Grigsby calls the play-by-play on Radio 81. We just saw a booming 50-yard kick by Usyk. Here come the Chiefs, they're in the close set. Flankered wide right, Otis Taylor. Split left again, Chris Burper. The tight end, Freddie Urbanis. Mike Garrett and Kurt McClellan, the setback. Dawson back throwing. Sideline pattern to the 20, grabbed by Burper. He continues to lunge forward at the 25. Hennessy and Lonnie Farmer do a double team, and the Chiefs split in. And at the 12-yard gain, Lenny Dawson throwing to Chris Burper. If Chris gets within about 3 or 4 yards of that football, he's going to catch it. So Lenny Dawson goes overland on a sideline pass that's good. A 12-yard gain and a first and 10. The ball resting in Kansas City's 25. 11:30 remaining in the football scoreboard in the third quarter. Boston 17, Kansas City 10. Otis Taylor wide right, Chris Burford split left. The backs are also split. Lenny takes the snap, Dawson in the pocket from the 15, throws it. He had to hurry that one and it's no good. Intended at the 35 for Otis Taylor. Great rush was put on by Tom Edison and also by Bob D. The Chiefs quarterback went straight back in the pocket, retreated 10 yards, and the left end and left linebacker teed off and did a good job preventing Lenny from having enough time to throw it. The pass protection 4 or 5 different times today is broken down. Second down and 10. 11:15 remaining now in the third quarter. Here come the Chiefs center, Wayne Fraser. Wide right again, Otis Taylor. Split left will be Burford. Mike Garrett, the left halfback. Kurt McClellan, the fullback. Long count by Lenny on the line. Snap comes to him. Dawson back to throw from the 18-yard line. Being rushed now, he can run. He gets that block. He's at the 25, goes to the outside, and is wrestled out of bounds between the 28 and 29. Nick Bonacani, the middle linebacker, makes the stop after a 4-yard gain. Mike Garrett makes the tackle. Strangely enough, Lenny Dawson, the top rusher today for Kansas City. Four carries, he's picked up 36 yards. And in pro football, believe me, you don't want your quarterback to be your top ground gainer. Third down and 6 to go at the 29. Chiefs have played 4 minutes here into the third quarter. Trail still by a touchdown, 17-10. Kansas City had a 10-0 first quarter lead. Then Boston came back with a field goal and 2 touchdowns. Bay Ferrilli throwing the football to Art Graham for 2 6-pointers. Slot right formation. Coming over Hennessy, out of the far side, Don Webb. The wide man, Otis Taylor. Back to throw Dawson from the 20. Lenny backs up, throws the football. He completes it at the 40-yard line to Fred Urbanis. He gets by a would-be safety man and runs it to the 46. Great call by Dawson. He threw to Urbanis at the 40-yard line. He ran over Chuck Shanna and got driven out of bounds at the 46. That's a 17-yard gain. And Jim Tyer gave the Chiefs quarterback time to throw. There's a good man, Freddie Urbanis. This guy blocks well, he catches the football in the crowd, and if he starts to run at you, he can get that additional 6 or 7 yards. First down and 10 to go at the Chiefs 46. 11 minutes to play in the third quarter. Lenny Dawson lines up his team in a pro set. Boston defensively playing a 4-3. Dawson at the line, checking off, rolls behind the right tackle. Dawson throwing to the sideline. Taylor there. He makes the catch to the Boston 45. And he's driven back to the fast 46-yard line by Don Webb, the right cornerback. Good sideline pass. Lenny Dawson to Otis Taylor. That's good for an 8-yard gain.
On the move, Tom, here's some scores and a big shocker in Detroit. Detroit 17, Baltimore nothing at the end of 3 periods of play. And Green Bay leads Chicago 7-0 at the end of the third period.
46.
Here come the Chiefs. Second down and two to go, and the Chiefs are on the move. Wide to the right side, Otis Taylor. Split left is Chris Berber. Dawson Backus over the 50. He does. It's no good at the 40. Chris Berber tried to run a curl at the 39 and got tangled up in his own footing. I think he might have slipped where the infield used to be. The man covering was Chuck Shutta. And you might say when he tried to make that foot fake, he simply was able to spin his wheels. And so now it's third down and two to go. That's a thing I've not seen happen to Chris all season long. When you're making a double foot fake, normally what Chris will do is not run just one pattern, but a series of two and three. And when he does this, he does have to do a lot of faking with his head, his shoulders, and his feet. Third down and two. Ball resting at the Boston 46-yard line. Lenny Dawson with his ends in tight. Snap comes to Lenny. He's back to throw out a play action for the 45. There's his pass. Caught at the 38-yard line by Fred Arbanis. And Arbanis again at Johnny on the spot. That's an 8-yard pickup again, and it's a first and 10 Kansas City. The tight end of the series twice, Buddy Arbanis, has gone down and over the middle. A moment ago, on third down six, he caught a 17-yard pass. That time on third down two, he came up with an 8-yard play. That's why he made the All-American Football League Green Team three times. 9:50 remaining in the third quarter. Chiefs are driving. At the 38, Dawson passing. The ball is caught at the 33 by Chris Burford. He is run down after a 5-yard gain. He's hit in the left flat by Tom Hennessy and by Lonnie Farmer. And for Kansas City, second down and five. On this drive, which started back at the 13-yard line, the Chiefs have been very consistent. One of the main reasons all this is working is the pass protection. Lane Frazier, Al Reynolds, Ed Buddy, and Jim Tyre. The left side doing a wheel of a job. Kurt Merz is now going at right guard for Al Reynolds. Both set, second down five, Dawson to the sideline. Taylor there, making the grab at the 30-yard line, get by his quarterback at the 25 of the 20, and he's finally hit at the 19. Great finesse job by flanker back Otis Taylor. He grabbed the football at the 25-yard line, got by the cornerback. He beat Don Webb and Ron Halkey back to tackle him. Now the Chiefs have got the football inside the 20 at the 19. First down and 10 to go with 8:50 to go in the third quarter. Now we're seeing some great second effort. Fred Arbanis twice has picked up additional yardage. And now Otis Taylor does it again as he broke loose from two tacklers to pick up an additional 10 yards.
And the Wolfpack is crying goal. First and 10 at the 19-yard line. Len Dawson from the pro set takes the snap, goes back to throw from the 27-yard line. Lenny looking to steal over. He's going deep to Otis Taylor up there. No good. The ball got batted down by Ron Hall, and how he did it, it hit the back part of his helmet. He never looked at the man trying to catch the football, and as the ball was thrown by quarterback Len Dawson, he tried to lob it up in the air, get trajectory on it. As he did, it hit the back of Ron Hall's helmet. A graduate from Missouri Valley, and he rents the home that's occupied by Walt Curry.
And that is what you call using your head. But there was no other way to do it. He was going for Taylor. He had no opportunity to turn around, and the ball was coming into Taylor's hand. It would have been an easy 6 points.
Dawson now, 12 for 19 passing for 102 yards. For a moment, Otis Taylor got shaken up. But he's a tough football player. You're not going to get him down. And Bob D did the job that time as the Chiefs quarterback backpedaled. It was obvious Lenny was trying to throw. They had great coverage by Boston. They had four men back covering three targets. And then the end and the tackle came up, and Jimmy Hunt made the big play. Now for the Chiefs, third down 24 with 8:17 remaining in the third quarter. And the Chiefs come back to regroup their forces at the 40. Kansas City had driven downfield with three key passes, Len Dawson, two of them going to Freddie Arbanis, the other one to the 19 to Otis Taylor. Lenny talks to his ball club at the 40-yard line. Chiefs break their huddle. They come out in the pro set. McClinton is the fullback. Mike Garrett, the left halfback. Third down, 24. The pay down coming up. Ball resting at the 33 of Kansas City. Dawson back to throw from the 45-yard line. Lenny's got time. He's going deep for Arbanis. Up in the air, no good. Lenny trying to throw to his tight end. And going back to cover was Don Webb. Going over the middle was Otis Taylor in the incomplete forward pass. Going down and out of the 15-yard line was Chris Burford. And you'll notice, we talked about Freddie not having sight in that right eye. Before he had tremendous vision, he could have reached over his shoulder and possibly made a grab on it. But that time it was really a great call by Lenny Dawson. And now the Chiefs at 4th and 24 must go for a field goal. And in to kick is Mike Mercer. Mike will kick from the 40-yard line. He's kicked two from the 47, one from the 50. This guy has drilled a 23-yarder this afternoon. He'll kick with 7:42 to play in the quarter. Ball's down. Kicks up. It's far enough. It's up in the air. Good. A 40-yard field goal again by Mike Mercer as the Chiefs would get within 4 points. There's time out in the field. From the 40-yard line. 17-13, the Chiefs now trail by four. And he dumps that ball downfield, a high kick. Backing up to get the ball at the 1 yard line will be the right safety man, Jay Cunningham, across the 10, the 15, the 20, and he gets swarmed under at the 23-yard line. Jay Cunningham, 5'10", a rookie out of Bowling Green, gets hit by Tony DeMedio. Now it's first down and 10 to go. Boston's football. Not vitally important, the Kansas City Chiefs contain Bay Pearly and the Boston Patriots. 7:25 remaining in the third quarter. 17-13, the Chiefs trail by four. Before you for a gain of two. That will be up. A 2 yard gain by fullback Jim Nance as Buck Buchanan comes in to hang out the not welcome side. So it'll be second down and 8 to go. Andy Rice and Buck Buchanan, the big tackle, close down the play and make the stop. Second down and 8 to go. The defense today primarily concerned about the inside running of Jim Nance, secondly containing quarterback Bay Pearly. Back at the 15-yard line, Boston breaks their huddle. They don't take too much time in that huddle. Wide right, Gino Cappelletti. Slot left formation, Larry Guerin. The wide man is Art Graham. Single running back is Jim Nance. Pearly backed up over the 17. Sideline pass. It's grabbed and then dropped to the 37 by Art Graham. They had beaten Willie Mitchell. It was a 15-yard gain potentially, but the split left end dropped the football. And now it's third down, and let's call it 8 to go from the 25. Boston goes back to talk it over at the 15. In the first quarter, an AFL score, Denver-Oakland, nothing-nothing. And in the second quarter, Houston right now, trailing Buffalo 14-13. New York has knocked off Miami 30-13. At the 15-yard line, Boston comes out. Patriots lining up in a standard pro set.